The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi arrived from the east in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired from them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and upon entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
It's always wonderful once a year that this poor guy gets to come out and to shine only for a couple days. But he and the kings are over there because something amazing happened, and they left their comfortable places and went to find what was so special about that was happening in this place where a star that was so unusual, so unique, that the Magi, the astrologers, wanted to find out what was happening. This little guy, almost as tall as I, is obviously one of many animals that came to the place of the birth of Jesus. And this weekend, as we celebrate Epiphany, we celebrate that Jesus came to all creatures, to all peoples, in all lands, in all time. We celebrate that this Christ was not born for one person, one family, or one nation, but for all. And so we celebrate tonight that sense of Jesus coming out, being brought forth, being manifested, no longer in the privacy of the manger, but to the whole world. Now I'm assuming if this happened today, there would have been at least a billion likes on the picture on Instagram, maybe a few million likes on Facebook. There would have been at least some selfies. Mary must have taken a few selfies, or Joseph might have got in there too. They would have probably got our friend in there to make sure that they saw the international community that had come from faraway places. But because this event was so special, was so unique, so amazing, and so inviting to what could happen, none of them knew what we knew. They did not know that this baby Jesus was going to grow up and be a teenager and would go off into a temple and tell mom and dad, "Didn't you know who I was?" They didn't know that this Jesus was going to start preaching at a young age and healing people, that this Jesus would eventually say things that would profoundly touch the Jewish leaders and the Gentile community, that this Jesus who came to us in this way would eventually make people in authority so uncomfortable that they'd want to kill him. But the story today, in one sense, is not just about the camels and the kings all coming. It's about the fact that these three wise men or women or whoever they were, they chose to not abide by the rule of law. They chose not to obey the leader, the Herod, the person in charge of their community of the land, who had demanded that they go ahead, go see whatever's happening, but please come back and tell me about him. And we know that Herod's intention was not to come and worship Jesus, but to execute him as a baby. So tonight we come with these kind of awkward realities of the story, because the story is often so well sung, as we sang when we came in, but it's also a story of justice and injustice and power and people who don't want someone else to come in and take over the kingdom. This child Jesus, even as a baby, seemed to be a threat to the kingdom. And so the Magi are reminders also to us that Jesus was not just a cute little baby born in a manger, but he was to be a sign of contradiction, a challenge to the nation, that we would be people of justice and hope and love and welcome and all the gifts that God gives us. So my understanding is that this weekend you have focused on some of your gifts and identifying and lifting up those gifts. Is that true? So you all have 62 and a half gifts, I believe, each, right? No. 34 gifts, okay. And we have two people that have been volunteered or somehow to share with us a little bit of the weekend. So if you'd like to, I think you need to get to a microphone. So the two of you who are open to this process, thank you. Sometimes for us as people, young people, adult people, we go away on retreats. We go away to identify the gifts that are within us, to let the light of Christ shine. And so we're really grateful that you spent this time this weekend as you prepare for confirmation. And please share your reflections with us. Thank you.
We started off the day meeting all the people around us, and we went to all these different activities. And we thought about how our strengths helped us and allowed us to complete all these different activities.
Thank you. Appreciate.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
So if I told you guys everything we did on this retreat, we'd be here for another 24 hours because we did a lot. We learned a lot about our gifts. Well, about five of them, because to know the other 34 costed money, and we were like, nope. So we all learned many of our gifts that God has given us that make us very different from each other. There was this one statistic in the book that's like one in every 2,500, I can't pronounce the number, is we're all just different. And the way that our gifts are displayed and our ability to work with each other and our ability to work with each other is very dependent on the gifts that we have. Because if you got a group together of people who had the exact same gifts, nothing would really get done because it would just all be the same. And God made us all very different. And now I'm just rambling. God made us very different, and we need to embrace our differences and embrace our gifts and just love each other and be there for each other, because that's what God wanted. He wanted us to be able to work together in groups and be able to live out his promise to us. And I don't know how to end this.
You did great. Thank you.
I don't know how to end this. Paul.
Always hard to remember the beginning or the end, so thank you. For many of us as adults, it's the Myers-Briggs or the Enneagram. There's different formulas that allow us to pause, to reflect, to retreat, to go off to a faraway place, even at a manger scene, and say, what are my gifts and talents? And to say that in a way to shine the light not only on my gifts, but shine that light on the gifts of God. Tonight, the Global Golden Globe Awards will be given out. And in that experience, people whose talents on many levels will be shining. Part of the problem with any of these award pieces is at the end of the night, people will say who won and who lost. It's like at the World Series or it's the Super Bowl. But we know that to get to any of those places, you have accomplished amazing things. These people are much better at baseball and football than I. They're much better at filmmaking than I. They've got way beyond us with so many gifts. And yet sometimes we get into this place of win and lose. And we hope that you learn from this experience that there's no winners or losers here. It's all blessings. And how can you allow the gifts you have, and even the struggles that any of us have, to be used in a way to lift other people up, as you have said so well, to welcome and love everyone, to honor each person. And that's a wonderful gift for any of us to get, to be reminded in our mind and our heart. So thank you for sharing the weekend. Was anyone else that would love to say some other additional thoughts? I know no one else was chosen or pushed or... Did you get any sleep last night? Or did you go home and talk to friends all night long? Well, we hope you go home and get some rest. We hope that these folks got some rest too after their traveling. So the Feast of Epiphany is a manifestation. It's a coming forth. It's a showing forth. It's an invitation in the early Christian church that said that this Jesus was not meant to be just for his family and just for the Jewish people. So this night is holy and sacred in the Orthodox and the Eastern rites of the church, because this is their Christmas. This is their night in which Christ really shined, because that was his goal, was to shine and not to be hidden, but to be manifested. So I hope and pray before you leave tonight that everyone will take a moment to come into the manger. One of the great gifts of this Holy Family manger is that these folks are about my size, even though I'm a little shorter than many of you, but they have personalities. They have their own stories. They have their own gifts. They probably had some of their own problems. They might have even left some problems behind because they were tired of in-laws or family feuds or grammar school grades that their kids were in problems with back at home. So they fled and left that place to come to this place, to this star, that said something amazing was happening here. Something historical was happening here. Something that was so astrologically important that they had to leave their places, their families, their work, their environment, and come and see who this is. We walk into this place because it invites us to a child who allows us to see our gifts, our struggles, our shortcomings, our blessings, who allows us to see that all are welcomed at this place. There are no walls, no barriers, there's no presumptions, there's no hatred, there's no bigotry. All are welcome to this place because this Christ child, today on Epiphany, is for all. He not only won the Golden Globe Award and the Oscars and all the other awards, but he, more importantly, got up at any of those awards and spoke about the gifts of each of us. It was not about him. Our gifts are not about us. It's about how we share that and how we manifest that to others. So may this week be full of reminders of our gifts, of our talents, and how we might share them and allow them to be a blessing for others. May the Christ Jesus, who is not only born among us, but lives among us, preaches among us, died among us, may he also live among us in the way we treat one another. And we say, amen.